There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 18 of the Tabernacle, the Bread Experienced. Michael G. McKelvey once said, "Eating in the presence of God revealed that Israel was intimately known and loved by God." Our text today comes from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. "And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." The primary purpose of the table of showbread was to hold the bread of the presence, which literally translates as the bread of the face. Each Sabbath, the priest would place 12 loaves of bread, you can see Leviticus 24, 5-9, before the presence or face of God. These two rows of 6 loaves represented the 12 tribes of Israel, but they served as a food offering presented to God that signified the everlasting covenant God had with his people. The two major themes of this table are God's divine provision and intimate fellowship. God provided for his children so he could meet with them. As the 12 loaves were offered to God every week and later eaten by the priest who represented the people, the table became a constant reminder of God's intimate relationship with his people. Deuteronomy 8:3 reminds us of two important aspects demonstrated by the table of showbread: their hunger and God's provision. First, today's scripture says, "He humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna." God was preparing the Israelites to live in the abundant land of the promised land. But first, God must teach them about hunger. Ajith Fernando, in the Preaching the Word commentary on Deuteronomy, explains God's lesson. "One way to prepare people for prosperity is to send them through an experience where they have nothing. When they have nothing, they are forced to look to God, and they rediscover the most important thing in life, faith in God. They will see that even though they do not have all that they want, they are happy. They will find that God gives them just what they need each day, sometimes miraculously. This experience makes them realize that the greatest wealth is one's relationship with God. This is what God does to the Israelites. He brings them to the end of themselves so they would acknowledge their helplessness. Then they can look to him and avail themselves of his help, and that, in turn, will give them an attitude that makes obedience to commands possible." This is why Martin Luther said that affliction was the best book in his library. So through their hunger, God would teach them humility and dependence upon him. After God allowed the Israelites to hunger, he showed them his power through miraculous provisions. God sent them manna from heaven. God was so good to them that their clothes didn't wear out and their feet didn't swell the entire time they wandered in the wilderness. When they depended on God, they learned that he would continually care for all their needs. Ajith Fernando adds the following words about God's purpose behind providing manna for his people. Moses goes on to give God's purpose in giving them this unusual food called manna, which they did not know, nor did their fathers know. It was so that he might make them know that man doesn't live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. These words were spoken by Jesus to Satan when the devil asked him to turn stones into bread. You can see Matthew 4, verse 4. Many Christians think these words teach that Jesus didn't need physical food because he had spiritual food at that time. But the context in Deuteronomy shows that this is not the meaning, for it describes how God gave them physical food and how through that provision, they were going to learn that man does not live by bread alone. What he means is that God and his words are more basic to Israelite existence than food. God set a table before them in the wilderness by giving them manna from heaven. The table of showbread was a way for the people to express their appreciation for the abundant table God continually set before them as they journeyed to the promised land. This table also reminded them of the humility of hunger and their continual dependence on God to provide. Every encounter we experience with God is based on His power to provide and His passion for intimate fellowship. Each time we are allowed into His presence, our souls are spiritually nourished. That experience is more important than our daily physical food. Some questions to consider. In what ways do you see manna from heaven exemplified in the 12 loaves on the table of showbread? How does staying humble lead to a stronger dependence on God? Reflect and respond to the following statement by Ajith Fernando. The experience of being in need not only teaches us to depend on God, it also opens the door for God's marvelous provision. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day. Thank you.